This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. The Repealing and Amending Act 2025 was passed in the recently concluded winter session of the Parliament. The Act aims to simplify the country's legal framework by repealing obsolete and redundant laws and making targeted amendments to select existing statutes. Under the Act, 71 obsolete acts from 1886 to 2023 have been repealed that were redundant and no longer relevant from the statute book. The four core laws, including the Code of Civil Procedure, the General Clauses Act, the Succession Act, and the Disaster Management Act, are also amended under the Act to make legislation clearer and more consistent with present-day administration. State Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. During the interaction, the Governor shared his broad vision for Arunachal Pradesh, underscoring a balanced and inclusive development approach. He highlighted four key pillars, education, health, hydropower and tourism, as the four wheels driving the state's progress. Emphasizing the importance of investing the future, he called for a strong focus on youth development and capacity building, aligned with the national aspiration of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Governor also shared with the Chief Minister on his recent engagements with the Vice President of India and the Chief of Defence Staff. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta chaired the 15th Senior Officers Meeting today. The meeting reviewed special assistance to states for capital investment projects, reform-based initiatives and utilization certificates, utilization of unused tourism assets, MOUs with ESRI GIS software company, CII and NASDAQ, and investment initiatives across key sectors. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary urged the senior officers to undertake monthly progress reviews to ensure timely implementation, address challenges proactively, and maintain accountability in all initiatives. Pasighat MLA Tapi Darang, along with Oyon Yomso Pavin, councillor of Ward No. 3, and local leaders today visited the Pasighat Sabji Mandi, where a recent fire incident caused severe damage to several shops. The Kojing Gakpak Nam local ritual was also performed at the site to purify the surroundings and seek protection from such unfortunate incidents in the future. MLA Darang also acknowledged the Pasighat Municipal Corporation for their timely cooperation in clearing and disposing of the debris left by the fire. Further, the MLA, expressing solidarity, urged everyone, especially traders and shop owners, to remain vigilant and follow essential fire safety practice, since Pasighat is often prone to such incidents during the dry winter season. Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is going to be held at General Vipin Rawat Hall, Lok Bhavan, Itanagar, on 6 January 2026. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik also be participating. To honour the ultimate sacrifice of the Braveheart in the Battle of Walong, 1962, troops of Spear Corps organised the Naik Bahadur Singh Veer Chakra Volleyball Tournament at Kibitu, Anjao District of Arunachal Pradesh. A total of 8 teams from Anjao District participated in the tournament. Senior military officials of Dao Division witnessed the final and felicitated the winners. Meteorological Centre of Itanagar has forecast that dense fog is very likely at isolated pockets in East Kameng, Pake Kesang, Lower Subansiri, West Siang, East Siang, Lepa Rada, Lohit and Changlang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, light rain is likely to prevail over isolated places and light to moderate snowfall is very likely to occur at isolated places in the upper reaches of Arunachal Pradesh. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders have been increased by 111 rupees. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today informed that India now stands at the 8th position globally in WHO pharmacovigilance contributions as compared to 123rd 10 years ago. The minister said this while releasing the 10th edition of India's official book of drug standards, Indian Pharmacopoeia 2026, in New Delhi. Mr. Nadda further said that India is the first country to include blood components. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.